Dear brothers and sisters, this week marks the 400th anniversary of the death of St. John Leonardi, the founder of the Clerks Regular of the Mother of God, and a priest whose missionary zeal found expression in the establishment of the Congregation of Propaganda Fide. St. John was born near Lucca, and after training as a pharmacist, became a priest, committed to offering the medicine of God to the men and women of his time. At a period of great reform and renewal in the life of the Church, he made the crucified Christ the center of his preaching and the criterion of all his activity. John understood that all true reform is born of fidelity to Christ and love for the Church. It was love for Christ which inspired his efforts to catechize the young, to promote missionary activity and to renew Christian life and practice. St. John was convinced that Christ is the true measure of man, and so he worked with great realism and zeal to promote holiness and the reform of society. During this year for priests, may the figure of this great missionary inspire priests and laity. I like to start anew from Christ and embrace a vocation with passionate enthusiasm. I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking visitors at today's audience, including the sisters and friends of the Congregation of Jesus and the Institute of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Celebrating the 400th anniversary to their foundation by Mary Ward. My particular greetings go to the groups of faithful from Iraq, from the Archdiocese of Samoa Apia, and to the diaconate ordination candidates of the Pontifical North American College, accompanied by their families and friends. Upon all of you, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.